Chapter 66. Over the phone, Gwen Hadley had given him a brief tutorial on matches. Jesse called it DNA for Dummies. Matches and percentages and probabilities. Centimorgans. She spelled out centimorgans. Said the shorthand was CM. Units of measure for how much DNA you shared with someone. The higher the percentage of centimorgans, the more closely you were related. Your guy and Samantha Kane were in the 25% range, she said. I'd like to take a closer look at her form, but while we have a record that she had an account, the account itself has been deleted. Deleted meaning what? That all the information is gone. Even you can't access it. Not sure God could, she said. Who deleted it? Jesse said. I'm assuming either her or her father, since it was the father's credit card that was used, she said. So what was Hutton's relationship with the kid? Not 100% certain, but by the numbers, likely uncle and niece. She then explained the various possibilities involving the girl's grandparents. Possibilities and probabilities. Some of which took Jesse to where he wanted to go. Some of which didn't. When she was finished, he had her take him through it again. Thank you, he said. You still owe me a drink, she said. Rain check. Liar, she said. You're in a relationship, aren't you? Trying to be. Does she know? I'm the cop, he said. I'll ask the questions. I'm waiting. Her name is Sunny, Jesse said. So that's what that meant. My safe word when I'm in the presence of an attractive woman, he said. I scared you? Hell yes. She laughed again and said, hold the thought if you ever take me up on the rain check. And let me know how this all comes out. He said he would, thanked her again, started walking back to where he'd parked the Explorer, near the old South Meeting House. When he was out of the downtown area, he called Bryce Kane and told him to be at the station in an hour. That sounded an awful lot like an order. You can come to me or I can come to you, Jesse said. Your call. What's this about? Jesse said, family matter.